Welcome back. It is 8:51. It's the Mighty 990, 107.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Let's go to the phone lines. He's got a brand new book out. And I absolutely love the title of this. It's called "Come On, Man: The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency." You know him, you love him. He's a Fox News contributor and political columnist at The Hill. Joe Concha joins us this morning. Joe, come on, man! Thanks for joining us. How you doing,
Timmy? Your "Come On, Man" is excellent. I mean, you got that down pat.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I do a decent Obama too. I wish I could impersonate the good guys. That would be a better life skill to have. First of all, congratulations on this book. And the fun thing about this book is, I really, if someone said, "Man, Biden's a great president," and I could say, "Well, I don't know about that," and then just lay this book down. It's like, you know, maybe skim through the first 10, 15 pages. Point proven. But this book is just chock full of really 2 years of a total disaster.
Well, and that's based on, you're using logic and you're using data and you're using your eyes and your ears, right? That's not just a partisan opinion.
Right.
I mean, let's just go through it. If we gave this president grades, right? Okay. So how is he doing on inflation? I'll say an F, because you don't spend trillions of dollars during a recession and then have the audacity to say, you know, this will actually lower inflation, which no kid with a lemonade stand believes, right, or would tell you. So F on inflation. Economy overall, I would say D minus to an F as well, because wages are down and growth is now negative for two consecutive quarters, which is a recession, right? And again, the solutions are to just keep spending more and expanding government more, and that's not what we need right now. Then we go to crime, right? And you see across the country, every major city, which, by the way, coincident enough, happens to be run by Democratic mayors, and you see these spikes in crimes like we have not seen in our lifetimes. And that's because, A, a lot of police officers are retiring even before they have their pensions. But more importantly, DAs are not enforcing the law and therefore allowing criminals to go back out on the street with this ridiculous concept called cashless bail. And then you're seeing just people again and again committing the same crimes with no fear whatsoever, because they know they'll be back out into the street. And then we talk about the border, where, what is it now? More than 4 million people will have crossed in this country in the first 2 years of this presidency, and those are the ones we know about. We are approaching now the number of people that is equivalent to the population of Ireland, like the entire country, crossing over our U.S. southern border, and all the fentanyl that's coming along with it, killing 300 Americans a day and overdosing. So I go through major issue after major issue. I can't even find like a C-minus in there anywhere. It's F's across the board, and that's why we are looking at the worst presidency to this point of our lifetimes.
So then my question is, and Joe Concha joins us on Wake Up Memphis' new book, "Come On, Man: The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency." My question is, because there is a litany of stuff that's just been absolutely awful, tell us about the writing and the editing process, because I'm assuming you had to skim this down and just pick some of what you thought should go in the book.
A lot left was left on the edit room floor, right? But what I wanted to do was first go back to the beginning as far as, okay, who is this man? And we've only had 46 presidents total. How did this guy get to the Oval Office when he has been below average in everything he has ever done, right? Remember when he said, "I finished at the top of my class in law school," and he actually finished next to the bottom. As a senator, obviously, below average in that front, but he was from Delaware, so they kept reelecting him. And then as vice president, we even see, as you'll see in the book, in 2012, Barack Obama had such disrespect for his own vice president, despite the fact they're supposed to be like BFFs and they have friendship bracelets and everything, but that was all BS, that Obama wanted to replace Biden with Hillary Clinton. Right, so you read all about that, and the famous quote from Obama is, "Never underestimate Joe Biden's to F things up," right? It's true, and we're seeing it now in real time. So, yeah, as far as editing was concerned, I just went through a bunch of different things as far as all the issues that we're talking about during his presidency and all the crises that he's created, but then the people around him as well. I mean, you look at his staff, right? I mean, at least with Reagan, when he got older in his second term and started to lose his cognitive abilities, you knew that there were very good people around him. Who does Joe Biden have around him?
Pete Buttigieg. Yeah.
Right. The guy who couldn't fix potholes in friggin' South Bend is running transportation. All right. Jennifer Granholm, who was on CNN and was governor of Michigan. Yeah, let's let her run energy. Let's have Kamala Harris be the vice president and put her in charge of the border, the person who compared ICE agents to the KKK. Yeah, that's just the girl that's going to solve that. And you could go right through the list. in terms of this is the JV of the Obama administration, and that ain't good.
No, not at all, Joe. And looking at this administration, and you see the incompetence, and you see the failures, and it's so obvious. And can you speak to the fact that, you know, the rest of the media seems to have been running cover for Obama and now for Biden, but now it's to their detriment because nobody's buying the nonsense now. And I think, you know, for a lot of the networks, their ratings are suffering because of, I mean, we lost CNN Plus in, what, 23 days? Oh, how we barely knew ye.
Yeah, we lost in two Scaramucci's, basically, right?
Yeah.
And they spent a ton of money, too. That's the amazing thing about that. But here's all the evidence you need to know. A, when you watch CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, NBC, who is front and center almost every night? Donald Trump, the guy who hasn't been in office in 21 months, but they're trying to make the midterms a referendum on him while playing January 6th in the loop, because they know if they start analyzing Biden's record and all the things we just talked about, he will lose, and the party will lose. And here's what I know in writing this book. So first time I've ever written a book, I'm like, boy, what kind of competition am I going to have? Everybody writes about sitting presidents. There's a lot of material to work with here with Biden, to your point. And then I look at the literary landscape. It's like a preview of the fall books that are coming out. In October alone, there are 15 books on the president coming out, except it isn't President Biden, President Trump. Those are where the books are going to come out on, from Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Carl. And then there's one book on Biden, and you are literally talking to the author of it right now. That's the guy in power. That's the person we should be concentrating on. But instead, it's all about Trump, the way The Sopranos was all about Tony Soprano.
But on a you got the market cornered, baby. You got it. You are the...
I have my niche audience. Half the country is beautiful.
We got about a minute left, and Joe, I want to ask you about one other thing in your book, and you say that you do have a playbook for somebody that wants to win back the country in 2024.
Yeah, it's called common sense. It's not like, yay, conservative values, yay, liberal values. Like, take all that out of it. Just apply common sense. Don't spend money you don't have. And whatever money the government wants to spend, if you want to spend a little bit more, hire as many cops as possible and fire every day DA that doesn't enforce the laws on the books. Finish the border wall, reinstate, remain in Mexico policy, and parents should be the ones with the most rights when it comes to their kids' education, not teachers' unions. You go with those four things, and I think we're on a pretty good start back to making America, for lack of a better term, great again.
Well, congratulations on the book. It's Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency. Get yourself a copy. Joe Concha from Fox News and The Hill, and now soon-to-be best-selling author. Congratulations on a great book. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time in Memphis. Hope you're not a stranger, and hopefully this is going to go gangbusters because it's loaded with a lot of common sense. Thanks, Joe.
TVH, thanks, man. Have a good one.
How did he know to call me TV? Did you tell him to do that? People call me TVH all the time.
No, I did not tell him to call you that.
I love that. That's Joe Concha. Call me TVH. Can we download an air check of that? I want to keep that.
I got you.
Hey, Senator Marsha Blackburn joins us tomorrow. We've also got Frank Colvett Jr. We've got Better Business Bureau, Randy Hutchison, and your chance to win Blue City Bagels tomorrow. Got a dozen up for grabs. That's just for starters. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody.